Dear Melbourne, ours was not a lusty love affair. I was on the rebound, and you were not my type. I'd just left Hong Kong, and I was still hooked on her hot pink fluorescence, her restlessness. It was 1998, and you were more girl next door going through a goth phase. You wore a lot of black. You were covered in tattoos. You slept more than one would expect for the amount of coffee you consumed. But there was something about you. I loved how well-read you were. I loved how you revealed yourself slowly, in small but tantalizing morsels. I loved your quiet confidence and how you didn't give a crap about what other people thought of you. As time passed, I discovered just how eclectic your tastes were. You were mad for sport, whether it be footy, Formula One or tennis, but you also loved stand-up comedy and kitschy musicals. In winter, you would disappear for weeks and binge on foreign films. The darker and more obscure, the better. You were contradictory and unpredictable, and I found that invigorating. But a lot of my friends back home couldn't understand what I saw in you. They'd heard about your moods, your iciness, your long, gloomy months. And yet somehow, so gently I hardly registered it, your hold on me grew stronger. Before I knew it, you were in every photo, every memory, every dream. South Lawn at Melbourne Uni, Werribee Mansion, St Kilda Beach, Merry Creek. Parks were no longer just parks, but the sites of first kisses, barbecues with friends, mothers' groups. When the Twin Towers collapsed on the other side of the Pacific Ocean, I was headed north on Lygon Street aboard the number one tram. When my publisher called to congratulate me on my first book deal, I was pretending to be a tree, arms aloft, in the butterfly house at the zoo. In time, you trusted me enough to introduce me to your family, scattered far and wide across the state. I enjoyed these trips the most. We watched loved ones get married amid the vineyards at Coldstream in the Yarra Valley. We tried our hand at surfing in Anglesey and Torquay. We explored rock pools in the back beach at Blairgowrie. And, thanks to my work, we occasionally ventured beyond the beaten path too. We visited the El Toro Motel in dusty Numurkah. We discovered a fairy penguin, alone and seemingly lost, in a cave along the Great Ocean Road. We slept in beanies and socks in frosty Ballarat. We shared a house with mice and a blue-tongued lizard in Albury Wodonga. Your family gave you context, nuance, complexity. They made me love you more. When I thought I'd already reached my limit. No, ours was not a lusty love affair, but perhaps lust is overrated. The word itself sounds immaterial, evoking images of airy things like cotton candy. What we had was stronger, more like a boiled lolly, solid, long-lasting, and just as sweet. Yours, always, Melanie.